Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Marie, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Sean. I hope you're keeping well.
Not too bad. We'll start with the weather, as we always do. Has it been as bad as was predicted?
No, it hasn't really. We've had, you know, we had a heavy wet day. I believe it's raining back in Ballybunion at the moment, but we're clear. We're only about 30 miles from there. So it's, you know, the clouds are heavy, but it hasn't rained an awful lot. And really what has come, particularly in the southeast and the south and the Midlands, has been more than welcome, because we were really facing into drought conditions. And they'd probably actually look for a bit more rain. I know that wouldn't be popular with everybody on their holidays. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, farm work is on target. Everything is getting done. Second crop silage is being cut. The harvest is going well. A lot of dry, crispy hay gone into sheds. So, you know, not bad. And when you've got the next winter's fodder safely secured, that's a huge relief to people. And, you know, everything is kind of settled down now. And it's a time on a farm to take a few days off. And really, any farmer who doesn't take a few days off wants their head examined. They needed to reboot their energy and to just give them time with their families and time to see another bit of the country.
Yeah.
And also it's time to do your safety catch up. You know, it's a good chance. Times aren't as busy. They'll be getting busy again, you know, October time. And there's a chance now to do all that catch up work and take a break and take a rest.
Yeah. Would cereal be harvested around this time of the year? Or is that?
Yeah. Right? Cereal is it's like kind of saying teachers, you know, you've got so many different types of teachers. And in cereal, it's the very same, you know, you have your oats and your organic oats, and you have winter barley and winter wheat and spring barley. So in their turn, they're all getting harvested on time. And yields seem to be quite good. So, you know, you don't hear farmers complaining at the moment. And the only people who possibly are complaining are those who are in a traffic queue. We were down in Southwest Kerry ourselves for a day, went down to visit Derry Nan, the Derry Nan Estate. Fabulous place, actually, really gorgeous. And the countryside was gorgeous. But there was a lot of people, a lot of farmers drawing bales, and there was lots of queues of traffic behind them. And really and truly, you know, I know we travelled one stretch of road for a good bit behind a tractor and bale trailer, and there was nowhere for him to pull in. There really wasn't. I actually pitied him more than anything else, because he was doing his best to let people pass. But, you know, a long trailer like that and a big tractor on narrow, small roads, there aren't the pulling in places. And, you know, the traffic was absolutely like kind of, you know, the Red Cow roundabout on 5 o'clock on a Friday evening. You know, it was an enormous amount of traffic. So people are certainly staycationing. But the other thing that's happening and would be happening now is we'd be all absolutely up to high dough about the Tullamore show, second Sunday in the month of August. And of course, that's cancelled and for the second year running. So that's a hard one to take. And locally here in Capmore, the Capmore show would have been on the same time, more or less. And I just really like to remember the late, great Paddy Ryan Luke, who was the show secretary for 60 years, and he died recently. And, you know, Paddy was just an absolute gentleman, a complete and utter gentleman. And he did all his correspondence, and it's a big show, and there is an amount of correspondence that starts the day after the show and runs for the whole year. And he did every bit of it in beautiful handwriting. Mm. And I'm so grateful for the couple of times where he would have sent me a little note, handwritten note, saying, you know, whatever I'd said on the radio about something. He agreed with me, and well done. And, you know, I really, really appreciated those notes. So I know an awful lot of people around the country through the Charlie Society and through the Shows Society will know Paddy Ryan Luke and will be happy to remember him coming up to this show.
Ah, God. All right. R.I.P. there. And but there are those some sales still going on, though, for Pedigree shows.
Oh, yeah.
Shows
well,
and
now
the likes.
We talked about this when you were out, Tom. And yeah, sheep sales are big at the moment. They're always big at the moment. And they kind of start bank holiday weekend. But, I mean, I don't know what got into the heads of the people above in Blessington Mart on Monday. The Suffolk,
damn it. Yeah, I'll tell you what we'll do, though. Are you back? No, she's
yes,
gone.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're gone. Sorry. No, it was a beautiful line at the start there, and then it just started, you know, dropping out. Anyway, we'll plough on and, pardon the pun,
we'll
and
hope
it's still working anyway. Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, the Suffolk Sheep, the southern branch of the South of Ireland branch of the Suffolk Sheep Society held its premier sale in Blessington on Monday, and there were record-breaking prices achieved. And the top price of the day, listen to this, a ram lamb bred by Richard Thompson from Lifford in County Donegal made a magnificent €44,000.
Crikey.
€44,000. Now, the ram comes from a great bloodline and was bought by Dennis Taylor, who runs the Ballynacannon flock above in County Derry. And up to Monday, that price, the best Suffolk price ever sold in Ireland was 31,000, and that was back in 2015. And the top priced sheep of any breed at all, was a Texel ram, which made 38,000 in 2006. So, you know, it just shows these are people who are specialists at this, absolute specialists. And people go to see the stock. Like there was about 164 lots altogether, and 46 of them made over a grand. And a big number of them were for export, 41 of them. So for Ireland to be building up a reputation with pedigree stock is really very good. And at that sale, there were buyers from Holland, France, Spain, Portugal and Belgium. But you know, a ram making that price, his progeny then probably would go on and make good money as well. And, you know, you'd get rapid payback from it. But, yeah, it's a real kind of niche area, breeding pedigree livestock. And really, truly, they do nearly, you know, they take up so much time and knowledge involved in breeding for, you know, the market when you're wanting these kind of prices.
Yeah, indeed. Now, to move to the east of the country, and the grounds of the Arras, which effectively, I suppose, is the Phoenix Park, people would know there are deer there. There's more than that there, though.
Well, there is, and there's the Phoenix Park as we know it. I don't know, is there 1,000 acres or something in that? There's an awful lot in that. But the one, the Áras an Uachtaráin lands runs to about 130 acres. And the Phoenix Park itself is very well known for the deer. And, you know, you can see them there at all times of the year. But the Áras an Uachtaráin piece of land is home to a couple of Connemara ponies and some beehives and, of course, the president's dogs. But now it's going to get a new set of residents, and that's a Dexter cattle herd. Now, Dexter cattle are there. They're being put in there to help improve the diversity, and they're due to arrive in September. And what they're going to do is they're going to graze the paddocks. They're really known as good browsers. So they'll graze the rough ground and rough paddocks, and they should be there until December, depending on the grass availability. Now, these are very small cattle. They're about half the size of Herefords. People would know maybe the red kind of red and white Herefords. And they're about a third of the size of your average Holstein Friesian dairy cow. They originated in the southwest of the country and they're known as the poor man's cow. So anyway, they're moving into the Áras, and so they're really going up the value chain. And the aim is to create, it was a part of a diversity audit requested by President Higgins 2 years ago. And the aim is to create naturally diverse grasslands that would support a bigger range of insects, birds and mammals. So, you know, to be fair to them now, it's nice to see the Dexters. They were in danger of extinction, but they have four breeders down around the southwest who've kept the breed alive, and now you know it's going into the Oris. And so fair dues.
All right, okay. Moving up in the world for them. And even though I suppose it might be, well, it might have been on people's minds a few weeks ago, but the danger of fires is still ever present.
Well, these are a particular type of fire. I was saying earlier that, you know, you had the hay trailers out and about and lots of stuff being brought into sheds. And I remember as a little girl, and because it's, oh, mother of God, the dangers we put ourselves in. But you'd load up a big trailer of hay. And then, of course, you know, you'd have to tie it down with ropes. And what did all the kids do then? All of the kids went up to the top of the trailer of hay and sat on the top bales and went bounding down the fields to bring it into the sheds. And then, of course, the work with square bale hay, you know, you have to make the bales, you have to stand them up. There's a particular way of doing it. You have to stook them. Then you have to load them onto trailers. Then you have to take them off the trailers. Then you have to load them into the sheds. And then you'll have to load them back out to the animals when the time comes. So there's an awful lot of handling in small bales. But one of the things, they have a deadly, you know, literally spontaneous bust. And I can remember as a kid getting this caramelly smell coming out of the hay shed and seeing smoke, and we having to dismantle the whole lot of the hay as fast as we possibly could before the whole lot went up in flames. So it has a danger of doing it. And the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service are issuing some timely advice, because they've had a couple of incidences of it in the past month. It can, this spontaneous fire can occur within 6 weeks of baling your hay. And if it has anything above about 15% of moisture in it, it'll heat for about within two or three days, but it still should be okay. But the problems go if it gets too much hotter. It runs the risk of spontaneous combustion. And you need to check, you know, watch out for that kind of caramelly or a mustardy smell or a musty smell. Watch out if the temperature goes too high. You'd have to dismantle the whole stack and make sure to store all hay away from any fuels, away from any chemicals, and at the top, away from any electrical fittings or light fittings. So just be aware of it. It has been happening. There's been a number of cases around the country, and just look out for it. Just because it's safety in the shed doesn't mean it's safe.
Jeannie Mac, yeah, it's astonishing that can happen.
But I've seen it. I've actually seen it happen, you know, yeah. And all that work that goes into getting a load of hay into a shed, small bales into a shed, and then for this to happen. So it needs to keep an eye on it, keep a check on it. And there's heat monitors you can get and moisture monitors that if you have any doubts about it. So be sure to be sure.
Right. And the Farm Road Fund has doubled. What's a farm road?
Yes. Now, the farm roads, well, it's roads. It's really about a lot of it is about access to national monuments. Down here now in Limerick, we have Knockfearna, and there's, you know, it's not a public road going up to it. You know, it's a kind of a trackway, whatever. And that's the kind of road that would be improved. And I would think a lot of this came about because of people being out and about more in the countryside and out and about more visiting monuments and, you know, old castles and all the rest of it. And the roads are pretty miserable going to these places in a lot of cases. You know, nowhere for a car to pass each other, overgrown ditches, just, you know, big potholes. So that's part of the thing. So I would think that, you know, what Hazel Humphreys, that, you know, that fair dues to her, it's a double of an allocation up to 21 million euro. So it's no chicken feed, it's substantial. But the other thing would be, you know, where there's maybe long laneways down into farms and there's nobody living on the laneway, but still people have to go up and down it. And it would just be so difficult to keep maintained so privately. So I think some of it would probably go to that. But I think it's more for the whole tourist sector and to make access to monuments and lakes and mountains easier
yes.
for people.
Yeah, indeed. We've mentioned the Corncraig before. The numbers are up.
We are. I'm Jeannie. I think this must be the first time I've ever, or maybe the second time, where you can actually say there's a nearly a bounce in the step of the people who are looking after the corn crake, and the joint work being done by the Wildlife Service and by the local authorities and by farmers and by the likes of Chagaskin, anybody else who has any hand in it, you know, fair dues to them. If it works with the corn crake, it'll work with everything else. So, yeah, there's a very good outlook now. Well, a good outlook is more precise, I suppose, in core areas of Mayo, Galway and Donegal. And so far this year, there's been at least 185 calling male corncrakes recorded by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Now, that's up nearly 40 on last year, which is massive now. They're the best numbers we've had in 5 years. And Galway is good, 21 birds. And they've also returned to Turbot Island for the first time since 2017. They're also back on Clare Island after breeding there last year for the first time in 20 years. And there's at least 43 in Mayo, and in Donegal and the islands, 74 spotted so far. So a lot of this has been put down to, again, the staycationers, the people who are out and about in the countryside and taking a note of these things, recording it and putting that information into the Parks and Wildlife Service. So fair dues to the people who are doing all of that. And from the farmer's perspective, one of the main measures that they're doing to help the situation is to cut from the centre. If they're cutting crop hay or silage, to cut it, well, delayed cutting is one of the first things anyway. You're not doing it half as early as anyone else. And then to have it, to cut from the centre outwards. So that way, if there's corn crakes in the meadow, they're able to make their escape because you're cutting from the inside out. Mm. And then also to leave about a 2 metre wide strip around the field edges. And that's another escape route for the corncrakes. And that's been happening and it's bearing fruit. And local participation and participation of the staycationers is also helping. And these are provisional numbers. There's still more counting to be done. So we don't know exactly what the overall figure will be yet.
Right.
So, now, you know, it's good news.
It is good news. And you know, it has been, I suppose, a pretty good summer for farmers in Ireland, but not so much on...
We can't complain, yeah. Unlike our colleagues in other parts of the world.
Yeah, it's been horrific, I imagine, in where the floods were in Belgium and Germany.
Yeah, when we were going through the heat wave, my God almighty, what was happening in Belgium and Germany was very, very serious. Most of the flood area was hit in, you know, it hit tillage and cereal crops in the grain growing areas. And some of the crops were underwater for only a few hours. But others were an awful lot longer, you know, for days underwater, and you can't salvage them, they're gone. And dairy farms as well, the province of Liège in, I think that's in Belgium, that's a big dairy area anyway, but there the electricity cuts have meant it's been very difficult to get cows milked. The availability of clean water for them to drink is another issue. And farmers have received support from the government in terms of being able to move livestock between farms and onto other farms. And other farmers have helped out with feed, like they do here when we hit those situations of floods or whatever. And, you know, fodder has also been transported in. But before they can even look at amending or really doing anything much for the ag industry, they have to look after the people. And there's still so much of a terrible impact of it, with over, you know, 200 people missing or dead. And it just shows, you know, when we talk about weather and, you know, we give out a bit of rain here, you know, the weather instances around the world have been very, very strong, and particularly in Europe with that terrible storms in Germany and Belgium.
Yeah, indeed. Mairead, thanks a million as ever. That's Mairead Lavery there in Limerick. The old internet line more or less held up during the course of that. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that. Neanderthal art.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.